From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S. appeals court held a hearing on President Donald Trump's January 27 executive order, placing a temporary travel ban on people from seven countries entering the U.S. That order was put on hold by a lower federal judge. The three-judge panel Tuesday said it would issue a ruling soon. During more than an hour of oral argument, the Justice Department's special counsel, August Flinchy, said the president has the authority to suspend entry of those considered national security risks.
The executive order at issue puts a temporary pause on entry for individuals from seven countries that Congress and the last president determined, in a similar context, pose special risks in terms of terrorist infiltration into our country.
But the Solicitor General for Washington State, Noah Purcell, insisted the government failed to provide evidence of irreparable harm if the order is blocked.
It was the executive order itself that caused irreparable harm to our states, to Washington and Minnesota and our residents, and to many other states and people, as described in the many amicus briefs that have been filed.
Both sides expect the case to end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly Tuesday defended the ban.
The president's executive orders on border security and immigration enforcement will enhance public safety for all of our citizens.
The order bars travelers from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen from entering the U.S. for 90 days, all refugees for 120 days, and Syrian refugees indefinitely to review screening procedures. A senior Somali official Wednesday said al-Shabaab militants stormed a hotel in the capital of the semi-autonomous region of Puntland, killing four guards. Two of the attackers also reportedly died. It comes as a clampdown is underway with a presidential vote pending on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, speaking with Belgian journalists Tuesday, said his family does not own the country they've ruled for nearly half a century, said he's prepared to step aside if the people choose another leader in elections.
If the Syrian people choose another president, I don't have to choose to be aside. I would be aside.
Can you imagine a Syria without a member of the Assad family in executive power?
Of course, we don't own the country. My family doesn't own the country to say that only Assad should be in that position. That's self-evident.
The Syrian leader also dismissed the possibility of an international tribunal against his government. He said he's defending the country by any means and doesn't care about that. At least 20 people killed Tuesday in a bomb blast outside the Afghan Supreme Court building in Kabul, more than 40 others wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Police said it was an apparent suicide attack targeting court employees. A new Israeli settlement law approved Monday by the Israeli parliament has come under international criticism. It aims to legalize dozens of West Bank settler outposts built on private Palestinian land. It's a move critics charge amounts to legalizing land theft. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
This bill is in contravention of international law and will have far-reaching legal consequences for Israel. It reportedly provides immunity to settlements and outposts in the occupied West Bank that were built on privately owned Palestinian land.
Palestinian official Saeed Barakat Tuesday said the law puts the last nail in the coffin of a two-state solution. The Israeli Attorney General has called the law unconstitutional and refuses to defend it in court. Turkey on Tuesday dismissed nearly 4,500 more public employees, more than half of them at the Education Ministry, extending a purge of state officials in the wake of last July's failed coup. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has blamed the effort to topple him on sympathizers of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. President Donald Trump Tuesday secured Senate approval of another cabinet-level nominee for his administration. Betsy DeVos approved by a narrow one-vote margin, requiring Vice President Mike Pence to cast an unprecedented deciding vote. Two of the Senate's 52 Republicans joined the opposition, voting against DeVos, an advocate of school choice. U.S. stocks moved up a bit in Tuesday trading, with the Nasdaq Composite Index reaching a new high of 5,674. Meanwhile, the U.S. trade deficit fell in December, powered by an increase in exports, much of it tech products. The government said the trade gap narrowed more than 3%, just over $44 billion, reversing 2 months of increases still for all of 2016. The U.S. trade deficit widened to more than $502 billion. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.